Wise words from Mr. Barry Corbin on the ladies going gray.
Right.
There. And I do consider that a slight warning.
Well, I got your number now.
Barry knows.
I did not bring up the dryer balls situation.
Good heavens. I was just reading the reviews about what Martha Stewart thinks about said dryer balls.
Yeah.
She seems to be on board with the idea. It can last 1,000 or more loads if properly cared for.
Oh, we've got plenty of loads.
I don't think these are going to be properly cared for in any way, shape, or form.
A lot of opinions on it and cautionary tales about the dryer balls, too, that are about to go in.
I know, speaking personally, I always like dryer balls.
See?
Oh, dear.
Sweating. There's so many things that are going through my mind right now, but Heather, be careful with the dryer balls. They're sensitive.
Just be careful, because it's time for the moment of truth. We've finally arrived at that moment in time. It's time. So proud we're doing this on FCC's birthday. Happy birthday to the FCC out there.
Will it float?
But everybody loves Will It Float. And everybody loves dryer balls, evidently, from what we've told. Martha Stewart included.
They seem to be a popular item.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So that's what's going into the tank today. It has been so, before this week, even before the humidity came in and made the air so thick, we had all the rain and the showers. So we just need to dry out a little bit. So we have dryer balls today. These, if you're not familiar, you're really, really confused. But if you turn off...
It doesn't take much around here. It's okay. You're going to catch up, I
promise.
These
are the balls that you throw into your dryer during the laundry process while you're drying the clothes.
Right.
And they do all sorts of magical, wonderful things, right?
Reduce wrinkles.
See?
Softens clothes.
There you go.
Reduces drying time.
Prevents gray hair.
We don't need that at all.
I think that's true.
Nobody needs that.
I think we could look that up.
Okay.
But we are most concerned with... Will they float or not? To compete on the lines, Hank fan number 9 and 10, we welcome to the program. She is Hank fan number 9 out of Mingus, a Hank hometown. Good morning, Delora. How are we?
Welcome Good morning.
Oh, a ray of sunshine
Good
on a beautiful
morning.
Beaming day. Delora, Hank fan number 9, and going up against her out of the Ford Weatherford Zone, Tim. Welcome back to Will It Float, Tim. How are we?
Thank you.
All right. Now, before we go any further and get your opinions on this, both Delora and Tim, are you familiar with dryer balls?
Yes.
Excellent.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Do either of you have and use dryer balls?
Okay, that's...
What? It's a
actually,
problem.
See? I do.
Delora does.
See,
Thank you for the adult in the room. Me.
Well, I had I had questions when you brought these in because I have dryer balls.
Yeah.
But they are not wool. These are the bougie ones. Mine are plastic. I think they're 3D printed.
Thank you for saying all of that on the radio. I appreciate that.
Heather Lee.
That will be used for the end of time. But it is now your time, Delora Hank Finn, number 9 with the first. What do you think the dryer balls will do? Floaterson.
I think it's going to float.
All right, we got to float. All right, so Tim, you think the dryer balls will not do what?
They're going to be not so dry balls and be wet.
There we go. Happy birthday to the FCC today, by the way. Yeah.
Let's have cake.
To the tank of transparency we go, ladies and gentlemen, to decide our winner between Delora, who says float, Tim, who hopes sink. Of course, at the Will It Float Tank, as we broadcast and stream it live for the world to see and hear, honestly, on our Hank Facebook page, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do when the dryer balls hit the water. Are we ready with the dryer balls?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're ready.
In 3, 2, 1, down go the dryer balls. They are down in the balls. That is... It's actually song pong, and it's the wrong kind of balls right there that we're dealing with. So many. All right, the balls are floating right now. They are on the top of the water right now. They are flotation devices 100%. And as dry as they may be, they are floating majestically. Congratulations, Delora out of Mingus. The dryer balls are sent you to Hawaiian Falls and the Will It Float Summer Travel Edition. How about that? All right. That I will say, for something that was such a 100% black and white result, we still had a lot left of the imagination on this one, didn't we? Oh, yeah. Look at those things floating over there. Tim, thank you so much. Salute to you, brother. We appreciate you. May dryer balls always be prevalent in your life. Dolores, going to Hawaiian Falls with her family. We're probably going to a management meeting after this. It is Will and Flo.